Welcome to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. In the background, you'll hear the theme song playing, Heart and Soul, a song that's been around for a long time. Many of you have probably played it on the piano. For a while, and maybe permanently, we're going to use that as our opening theme song along with these announcements. So each week when you hear this, you'll know it's time to come to the radio for the Heart and Soul broadcast. Also, we want to remind you these programs are available on the web at www.heartandsouloutreach.com and also at www.kweb365.com. You'll also find puzzles the entire family can enjoy. Each week we have Sunday school on Sunday morning at 10 a.m., followed by morning worship at 10:55, an evening activity at 5 o'clock called the Heart and Soul Hour, which is preparatory for this broadcast, and then Wednesdays at 6:45 we have classes for all ages. Again, we're so glad that you've tuned in today. We hope you receive a blessing as you listen today to the Heart and Soul broadcast brought to you by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We begin our broadcast today with a song from Sister Rosie O'Toole.
In the beginning, the world was formed by your desire. With just a word, the sun began to shine. You created the lowest valleys and the mountains tall. And you made something out of nothing at all. My life was aimless, full of empty wasted years. But I was lost, so full of doubt and fears. And then you reached out, you heard my anguish and desperate call. And you made something out of nothing at all. Just a beggar, as low as I could be. Ain't it something? I'm now an heir to heaven's royalty. You gave me light in my darkness. You gave me strength each time.
And now a song by a children's group, and this song has a rather patriotic emphasis. You know, as Christian people, we certainly love our God, but we can also love our nation. And we're not unique in that. Any other nation, any other Christian, any other nation certainly should love their God and also love and pray for their nation. And so this song has a powerful message, and we hope it will bless your heart as the children sing.
My family by my side. I thank my God above.
Thank my God.
We're glad to have Brother Johnny Flanagan on the program today, along with his wife Nelda, his son Joel, and the family. In fact, the grandkids even sing. So you're going to get to hear the Flanagan family sing for a little bit on the broadcast today.
But it's good to be here, folks.
Oh, your walk talks and your talk talks, but your walk talks more than your talk talks. So when you walk and you talk, remember your walk talks the loudest. It don't matter what you say, if you're walking another way, people look at you and don't see him. They'll not listen what you tell them. For your walk talks and your talk talks, but your walk talks more than your talk talks. So when you walk and you talk, remember your walk talks the loudest. And remember, souls are dying. Is salvation real? Hear them crying. God is wanting now to prove it. If we walk right, he will use it. For our walk talks and our talk talks, but our walk talks more than our talk talks. So when you walk and you talk, remember your walk talks the loudest. Well, I'm already over on the other side, waiting for my brand new body, setting up there in the heavenly fire on the right hand of the Father. With my citizenship in heaven, I'm a living in Christ, you see. Yes, I'm already over on the other side, waiting for my body to be. I took a look in the old black book and it thrilled me through and through. If you've been saved and born again, it's bound to thrill you too. Well, I was reading along about going home, found to my surprise, why, I'm already there in Jesus, living on the other side. Let the heathen rage, or come what may, none can bother me. To this world I'm crucified in Christ on Calvary. Did 3 whole days there in the grave, with him I've been baptized. So being then made dead to sin, I'm living on the other side. Yes, I'm already over on the other side, waiting for my brand new body, sitting up there in the heavenly fire on the right hand of the Father. With my citizenship in heaven, I'm a living in Christ, you see. Yes, I'm already over on the other side, waiting for my body to be. Now, if you've been a-fretting and a-thinking of quitting or a-fainting by the way, and you've already passed from death to life, well, you just might as well stay. The battle's fought, the victory's won, it's finished, our Lord cried. He's made us more than conquerors, we're living on the other side. Yes, we're already over on the other side, waiting for our brand new body, sitting up there in the heavenly fire on the right hand of the Father. With a citizenship in heaven, I'm a living Christ, you see. Yes, I'm already over on the other side, waiting for my body to be. Now it's your time.
This is one of Dad's songs. That's all I ever sing is his songs, because I can't write my own, so I just have to, I have to bum off everybody else. But anyway, it's I don't know what it's called, but I'm gonna sing it. Should you hear that I died, don't believe it. Should they tell you I came to an end, tell them they don't know what they're talking about, and remind them that lying is sin. I know that some will pass by my coffin, they'll be weeping for my story's been told. Before their first silver tear hits the carpet, I'll be walking on the streets of gold. For all of God's children gonna live forever in the land where we never grow old. Should you hear that I died, then believe it, no, never, I'll be walking on the streets of gold. Today this world is so full of trouble, and it's burdened with worry and pine. But right square dab in the middle of it all, God's people are having a time. For we know who's a-holding tomorrow, and we know whom we have believed. And we all know right where we're going, and we're all getting ready to leave. For all of God's children gonna live forever in the land where we never grow old. Should you hear that I died, then believe it, no, never, I'll be walking on the streets of gold. For all of God's children gonna live forever in the land where we never grow old. Should you hear that I died, then believe it, no, never, I'll be walking on the streets of gold. Should you hear that I died, then believe it, no, never, I'll be walking on the streets of gold.
Thank you.
Unending love, amazing grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. Unending love, amazing grace.
Days of old, three men were told to bow before another, but they were bold and they took hold and said, we won't bow to any other but the Lord. They said, our God is able to deliver us somehow, but even if He doesn't, we won't bow. It was a test of faith, a trial by fire, in life or death, but in one desire. Do what you will, but know this now, no way, no how, we're not gonna bow. And the King with our said, make a fire hotter than it's ever been. And for these three men at His command, the soldiers threw them in, but they weren't afraid. When the King looked in, He saw the men no longer bound, but He saw four men walking around. It was a test of faith, a trial by fire, in life or death, but in one desire. Do what you will, but know this now, no way, no how, we're not gonna bow.
Help me
take my stand, help me do what's right. Let my faith be strong, let me walk upright. The heat is on and the flames are higher. It was a test of faith, a trial by fire, in life or death, but in one desire. Do what you will, but know this now, no way, no how. We're not gonna bow, no way, no how. We're not gonna bow, we're not gonna bow, we're not gonna bow.
Come, now is the time to worship.
To give your heart, come just as you are to worship, come just as you are before your God, come.
One day every tongue will confess you are God. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are. You now. Oh, one day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. But still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come.
In our midweek study for almost 3 years now with the adults, we've been studying through the book of Psalms. We have, between 80 and 100 adults out every Wednesday evening with an open Bible, open heart toward the Bible, the Word of God, studying together as we gather around an open Bible. And, of course, we have adults also that are scattered throughout the campus helping with the various classes. We'd have over 100 adults out, I'm sure, every week. But between 80 and 100 are in a group that actually study various scripture texts and have prayer together. And we've just finished the book of Psalms, and I asked the other night, did anyone in the class have a particular verse they'd like to share from the Psalms that have been a blessing to them? Several shared, and we're going to share two or three of those on the broadcast today, and maybe next week, or we may share in future weeks, we don't know. But on today's broadcast, you'll hear from Nelda and Sherry and Levita, and also Brother Regan will share some comments as we discuss some of the verses from the Psalms that have been a blessing.
This scripture I use anytime I'm going through a trial or a test. I remind myself of this scripture. It's Psalms 4:1. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. I just ask him for an enlargement. I feel like he's working on me when I have a trial.
So, Nella, what you're saying, come back and join me at the mic. In fact, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. So are you telling this audience that when we're in distress, that can be a time of growth spiritually and enlargement?
I have a kind of a example that I use. I took a balloon and I wrote on a balloon, Jesus is Lord.
Okay.
And then to me, the blowing into the balloon is the trials and the tests that we go through.
Yeah.
But the more tests that go in, the more this balloon fills, the bigger Jesus is Lord gets.
The bigger Jesus is. Oh, I love that. You know, the Bible says we're to magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord, not minimize the Lord. Some of you that run computers, whenever you minimize a program, it's still running. Regan, come to me, okay? You got a mic, brother? Do you have a mic in your hand? Okay, get to this deal in the sense. Explain to the people when you're running a computer. We met the other night. You're doing some stuff for me, and Brad, and you've been working on some things, and I've got another project for you, I think. But when you minimize a program, explain to the people what that means.
When you minimize a program, it maintains its presence in the RAM. It stays active, but it's not in the forefront. You can bring up other things. Windows is funny. They claim it can multitask, and it can to a certain extent, but it just does things one at a time really fast rather than true multitasking.
So you're saying,
minimize it, you're hiding it.
You're hiding it, okay. So now Nelda says when I'm in trial that God is really trying to grow me, to enlarge me, to move to the forefront. It may be that I've had him in the background. You're saying Jesus can be in there. He's running, but he's minimized. Is that right?
Right.
And Nelda's saying we need to magnify him. We need to enlarge him in our lives. We need to bring him back to the forefront. Is that right?
When we click on the maximize button, it's a programming rule in Windows that not only does it maximize the window, but it centers it.
It centers it. I didn't know that. Hey, that, let's give the Lord a hand on that one. That, it centers it. Let's put Jesus right at the center. Sherry, come. You have a psalm for us tonight.
Well, I think over the years I've probably shared this before, but I wrote in my Bible a long time ago that this is my salvation experience. And it's Psalms 18:16, and it goes through 19. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. And in the there's another version that says he reached down from on high and took hold of me. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay.
Amen.
He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. And it says in the margin, he rescued me because he delighted in me. And that's, I've hung on to that since 1985 when I came to this church because I was so lost. And I knew that there was a God, and I professed at the age of 13 and walked the aisle and got baptized and everything. But until 1985 when I came here and really came to know the Lord, and didn't know how lost I was.
Yeah.
Didn't know I needed rescued. But thanks to a witness at my job, that little girl that witnessed to me knew that I needed rescue.
Amen.
And I hang on to this because I thought I was saved all those years, even though I wasn't living for the Lord. But I have never been the same since then. And this says, he delivered me because he delighted in me.
Oh, that's shouting ground. Share with us, Levita, if you will, please.
Okay, this is very special to me. It's Psalms 19, verse 14. And it's, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This was, I grew up singing this in Bible school. At the end of Bible school, it was a prayer.
Yeah.
And it had music to it. And it, several years ago, it became very much more because it was special to my mother. She lost her eyesight. She lost her hearing. And she read the Bible all the time. And then she got the books on the tape. And it just one of the nurses one time, she had been through so much and so many hard times and hard things. One of the nurses at the hospital asked her, said, how do you keep your happy attitude? How do you stay as pleasant as you are? And she told her this verse. She said, I say it to myself all the time. She said, that's how I get through life as it is. So it became much more special to me because of that.
Thank you to those who have shared in this service Psalms that have been a blessing to them. If you haven't read lately in the Bible, a good place to pick up your Bible and begin to read is in the book of Psalms. And as you go through it, it has to do with the relationship that you can have with the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the most well-known Psalms is the 23rd Psalm. If you haven't read it in a while, get your Bible, turn to the 23rd Psalm, and read those wonderful words, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, the Lord is, and He's a shepherd. He wants to be your Savior. He wants to be your friend. If you've never invited Him into your heart, do so today. You know, He's the one who loves you so much that He died for you on an old rugged cross and then rose again, conquered death, hell, and the grave. That's why the psalmist could say, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. If you'd like more information about this or any Bible subject, please contact us or talk to a local pastor. You've been listening to the Heart and Soul broadcast, brought to you each week at this time by the Central Baptist Church of Whitesboro, Texas. We're so glad you tuned in today. We'd like to invite you to be a regular listener and to invite your friends to listen as well. It's our heart's desire that we might be a blessing to you and even to your family and friends. Especially if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, it would be our prayer that you would embrace the gospel, the good news of God's love, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose again. And if you'll repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, receive Him, then you'll be saved and you'll be born again. If we can be of service to you in any way or about anything, please give us a call, 903-375-3222, or email us at blessings@heartandsouloutreach.com. And again, we want to thank you for listening, and we'd like to invite you to listen again next week at this same time to the Heart and Soul broadcast.